The power of one debate. The first presidential face-off gave Mitt Romney's campaign a tremendous boost. But can the momentum last? Our dueling commentators, Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, have a few thoughts on that this morning. We start with Bob.
Mitt Romney got a major bounce and with it momentum in his debate with President Obama. But like convention bounces, momentum and good polling numbers don't last. In 1984, Fritz Mondale received a huge bounce from his first debate with Ronald Reagan. Reagan, like Obama, was expected to win easily. Both did poorly, giving their opponents big momentum. Next up is Joe Biden and Paul Ryan. Biden needs to use the debate to do what Obama did not, expose Romney and his proposals for the sham they are. Joe will take Ryan to the woodshed. In the next Romney-Obama debate, questions will come from a studio audience, requiring both candidates to interact personally with voters. For Romney to win that debate, he must learn to relate to voters one-on-one, a skill Obama has mastered, and Obama must turn in yet another poor performance. Seriously, what are the chances either one will happen?
And joining us with his take on the power of the debate now is Cal Thomas.
Good morning, gentlemen. Bob is right. One debate does not an election make any more than one game decides a playoff. But what 67 million Americans saw last week was a different Mitt Romney than has been caricatured in the Democratic TV commercials. That unvarnished Romney must have resonated with voters, especially women. Romney has closed an 18-point gap with women. Plus, Romney is suddenly leading in 11 swing states and has taken the lead in Ohio. As for Thursday's vice presidential debate, most will tune in to see if Joe Biden is himself, which is always entertaining, or whether his multiple days of debate preparation have transformed him into an articulate politician. Biden may try to recover the ground lost by the president, but he won't be able to. The president will have to do that in next week's second debate if he can. So grab some favorite beverages. This one could be more entertaining than a situation comedy, which it may well turn out to be, Mike and Bruce.
Cal, I bet you're going to the playoff game today.
I have got my overpriced tickets, and I can't wait. I'm also taking a picture of my late father with me, because he used to take me to Washington Senators games as a kid at old Griffith Stadium, and I'm taking my son too. So it's going to be a channeling of a family affair. Really
That's
looking
nice.
Forward to it.
It's a neat thing. Way to go.
Thanks.
Cal. Enjoy
go
yourself.
Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel are part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP, and you can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.